What do I want? Before we can determine what our customers and audiences want, we need to know what we want. It may seem selfish to start with you and I, but it's the only way we can know for sure that we can deliver wow. Here's what I personally want. The three things I want from every show are, number one, make the house payment. Number two, make the audience laugh. And number three, make it home. Two of those are selfish. One is about the audience and their happiness. Notice my goal is to be funny. This list of three was written in a way to be funny. Your specific list won't be the same as mine. However, knowing what you want will help you determine the skills you need to employ to give wow. Every aspect of my customer relationships employs humor. My Facebook posts are funny. Well, I hope they are. My website is funny. When I talk on the phone with a client, I'm cheerful and funny. I need them to like me. I need them to laugh and feel like I'm their crazy uncle who always did something stupid at the family reunions. Even my phone number ends with 5666. I chose that number. 5666 spells loon, L-O-O-N. So I'm funny and I'm not the Antichrist. I tell them so over the phone. They laugh. It's important to me that the audience gets more out of the show than entertainment. I want to encourage them as well. As much as possible, I want them to feel appreciation, approval, and acceptance, and maybe just a little astonishment. The astonishment part should be easy to deliver since it's a magic show. That is, if it's a good magic show. The other three require thought and planning. I was on the phone with a potential client employing the principle of being fun. She was quite concerned that the people above her would not approve the money for the show. It was a government show, so she had reason to be concerned. I gave her a confidence-building session over the phone and some ideas of how to pitch my show to those making the money decisions. In a follow-up email to her, I wrote, "Remember when you go up against the giant committee, come armed with, number one, something funny. Get them to watch some of my videos first and watch the video testimonials. Number two, tell them who you want. That would be me. Number three, why you want me. References and the ability to deliver the fun in a way everyone can understand. Video testimonials should help with that. Number four, why the kids are worth bringing in the best. Number five, what it will cost. His fee is blank plus travel from Tennessee of blank plus a night in a hotel. However, he has already said that his wife has friends in the area, so he will drop the hotel charge. And since he knows the budget is tight, he will drop the travel fee, so he will come for a flat blank. Good luck, and let me know what they say. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week." My goal was to equip her with as many negotiation tools as possible, as well as give her the confidence to go for it. But all this was done with humor, which is what she's wanting from me. A few weeks later, she called to report that her husband, an Army guy, suggested she not tell them the price. He said it would only cause them to debate it more. Apparently, they didn't ask the price and simply gave her approval. She said she would put in a request for my full fee and all expenses. She explained that those in charge at the local level wouldn't know. How much I was paid and those writing the check would cut it for whatever amount was approved. I was blown away. Now, as a good conservative, I recognize this is an example of why our government is in debt. But as a good debtor to my mortgage, I happily accepted the check.